The news out of Canberra today, it's so predictable, this stuff, isn't it? Malcolm Turnbull threatening a double dissolution election if the Senate doesn't pass legislation to reinstate the Australian Building and Construction Commission. A double dissolution election would force an election of all sitting members across both houses of Parliament. And the legislation to reinstate the ABCC has already been knocked back twice. It's being reintroduced today as the government's first order of business. And with all but two independent senators vowing to side with Labor and the Greens, it looks to fail again. So once again, we have this threat of a double dissolution election. Now, every time I hear a threat of a double dissolution, it's like the boy who cried wolf. Even though newspapers put it on the front page and countless hours of radio time is spent talking about it, it pops up every few months, threats of a double dissolution, but it never happens. Well, not never, but hardly ever. The Prime Minister's threat to call a double dissolution is the last in a long line. Tony Abbott refused to rule one out last year. Kevin Rudd before that. I don't think Malcolm Turnbull will follow through any threat to call one if the bill to reinstate the ABCC fails. Mr. Turnbull is acting like it's a serious threat, telling his party this is a live option. But let's be serious, it's not going to happen. Malcolm Turnbull's already publicly stated the government intends to hold a general election between August and October. He told his colleagues today to expect to start campaigning within the next 6 months. And if he's going to pull the trigger, he'll have to do it before May 11. It's looking very unlikely. Threats of double dissolution remind me of the boogeyman. I've heard 1,000 stories about them, but never actually seen one. Not in my lifetime. Well, yes, in my lifetime, but I probably wasn't paying that much attention to politics when it happened in 1987. I was 11 years of age. There's been 6 double dissolutions in Australian political history. 1914, 1951, 1974, 1975, 1983, 1987. The last one was nearly 30 years ago. But we've got to read about threats of a double dissolution every couple of weeks. It's like the Y2K bug. Hundreds of newspaper articles, weeks and weeks of talk back and TV news stories, but nothing happens. Like Halley's Comet, which last came past in 1986. I wouldn't be holding your breath waiting for Malcolm Turnbull to call a double dissolution election. It will not happen.